According to our study, about 18% of this content shared by teenagers was misused. The pictures of young girls were misused more often, and girls were more often blackmailed that someone will publish their pictures or actually publish them. And in case of young boys, these pictures were mostly used for bullying.
And do we know what the common reasons are behind children between the age of 12 to 18 sexting?
Usually people sex in a romantic relationship or when they flirt, but also in case of teenagers, it's not usually the primary motivation, the sex or erotic atmosphere, but 28% of teenagers sex just for fun or just because they want to provoke some reaction. They want to see the reaction of their peers. But also, unfortunately, 13% of teenagers said that someone manipulated them into sending intimate pictures.
The study, or the survey, let's say, also looks into the sexting phenomenon among adults. So you sort of compared, you know, adults and children. So how common is sexting among the adult group, and how does it compare with sexting among minors?
Adults sexed more than teenagers. It's about 33% of adults who ever sent a picture or an intimate picture. And the content shared by adults is not misused so often. So that maybe they text more often. Also, the motivation for sexting of adults is different. They usually text in permanent relationships because they want to please their partner. And as I mentioned before, teenagers more often text just for fun or without any erotic intention. Adults usually also don't regret sending these pictures. However, 35% of teenagers, they regret to send these pictures.
Do you know, for example, as far as these results are concerned, because these results are for the Czech Republic, how does it compare, for example, with foreign surveys? I mean, is it a large number compared to abroad or a small number?
We didn't compare the results yet because the Czech study, from our point, from point of ESET, it's the first study, it's the pilot, and we will continue with the surveys in the other countries next year.
And
so
I don't have
the information yet, but we can say in general that sexting is common also in other countries like Czech society. It's not the exception.
Okay, and ESET is an internet security focused company, so do you have any tips for our listeners on how to avoid problems that may result from sexting, apart from obviously not sexting?
If I already decided that I want to share my intimate pictures or videos, the one basic rule is just send it anonymously. So it means nobody should recognize me on the picture, the video, meaning I shouldn't show my face or any other things that can identify me. It can be a tattoo, birthmarks, or something in the background of the picture also. It can be the view from my window or a reflection of my face in the mirror or computer screen. So all these things, they can lead to my identification and easier blackmailing me in case my pictures or videos leak.